Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Whatever you do, think not of yourself, but instead of God." I think that speaks volumes for the sacred scriptures for this weekend. In the first reading, we have Elijah visiting this poor widow and her son. Elijah has ventured out into Gentile territory, and in this area, the people here are experiencing a severe drought. There's hardly any food or water. Elijah asks this woman for a cup of water. Listen now. Elijah asked the widow, "Please bring me a small cup of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out after her, "Please bring me a little bit of bread." Well, this poor widow doesn't have much to eat. In fact, she replies to Elijah and says, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There is only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now I am collecting a couple of sticks to go and prepare something for myself and for my son. When we have eaten, we shall die." This woman now tells Elijah about her plight, that she and her son have just a little bit of food left. And the food that they do have left, she is going to prepare for their last meal. And after they eat it, they will die because there is no more food left. And yet Elijah, the prophet of God, is asking this woman to feed him from the little bit that she has just for herself and her son. More to it, this woman, this widow and her son, they're Gentiles, and Elijah is a Jew. Remember now, Jews and Gentiles didn't necessarily always get along with each other. In fact, they have a long history of bitter rivalry and hatred. And in fact, in some territories in Israel, there is extreme prejudice that both exercise against each other. And yet, how does this woman reply to Elijah? Well, essentially, she lives out that expression of St. Francis. "Whatever you do, think not of yourself, but of God." And that's precisely what this woman does. She goes and she makes Elijah some food, the very food that she was saving for herself and her son. And because of that, because she performed that great act of stewardship and charity, she was rewarded by God. Listen now. "For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth." This widow and her son are now able to eat for a whole year. And yet, this wonderful gift of God would not be able to be experienced by this woman until the widow gave away all that she had. And see, therein lies the heart of the lesson for us this weekend. It's a basic biblical truth. Your faith will increase. Your life, your being will increase by the very measure in which you give it away. Now you can see this truth up and down the Bible, in the New Testament as well as in the Old Testament. And see, therein lies the paradox. If you want your faith to increase, to be enriched, if you want your spiritual life to deepen, then share it with others. Live it out in service to God and to others in this world. By the very measure in which you share your faith and live it out, your faith will increase. But what's the temptation? To cling to the very little that we have. What does the world tell us? If you love something or have something of value, grasp onto it, hold it. In fact, don't share it with others. And yet, what does the Bible say? Just the opposite. If you want your life to grow, if you want to have fulfillment and meaning in your life, if you want your faith to broaden and be enriched, give it away. Give it away as a gift in service to God and others in this world. And then, yes, you'll receive God's graces and blessings. And you see, that's what happens to this widow. She gives whatever she has to God. In this case, this little food and water. And God takes it, blesses it, and multiplies it. Such to the fact that now this woman and her son can eat for an entire year. And the same thing can happen to us. First, we shouldn't allow any type of hatred or prejudice to stand in our way in serving God or others in this world. Second, each and every one of us is endowed with skills, talents, and abilities, charisms, as Paul says, given to us by God. And therefore, like this widow, we must take what we have and share it with others in this world. When that happens, then God takes those gifts that we share, blesses them, and multiplies them. And we are truly blessed for it. Now that is a great segue into the gospel. Listen now how it begins. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows, and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers." Well, Jesus now notices the scribes and the Pharisees wearing these long, elaborate robes, robes that the common person would not be able to afford. They like greetings, titles of honor, and yet this is all in vain. It's an attempt to call attention to themselves and their own piety. And this is what Jesus is criticizing, the scribes at their shameless self-promotion. They're using their piety to not only inflate their ego, but to also profit by it. What are the scribes really doing? They're clinging to the very little that they have. They're grasping at their titles, special dress, honor, and fame. And here, Jesus is trying to teach the apostles, don't be like them. The story continues. It says, Jesus sat down opposite of the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. The treasury was located inside the temple of Jerusalem, and this was a very common practice for people to contribute to the temple treasury for the basic upkeep and maintenance of the temple. We do it in our own day and age. People, every week, we take up a collection and they donate money to the church for the basic maintenance and upkeep of the church and all the buildings. Next, it says, many rich people put in large sums of money. Now this begs the question, how would anyone know just how much the amount that is contributed to the treasury by any given person? Well, what we have to understand, inside the treasury were these large receptacles where you would put your contribution for the temple. They're kind of like mailboxes, and yet their shape was a trumpet-like shape, such that when you contributed money and put your contribution to the treasury in these receptacles, it would make a clanking sound as it made its way down to the bottom of the receptacle. And so, if you are a wealthy person and you want to give a substantial amount of money to the treasury, and you put that into this large receptacle, as it's making its way down the receptacle, it's making a lot of noise because it's such a huge donation of money. Therefore, because it's making so much noise, everyone would know that that person has contributed a large sum of money. Subsequently, it was a great way for the people to call attention to themselves. Likewise, just the opposite would happen. If you were a poor person who just had a few coins, and yet you still wanted to contribute to the treasury, you would put those coins into the receptacle. And yet, as they made their way down to the bottom, they would make very little noise, to such an extent that no one would hear it and no one would notice your donation. Well, now with that knowledge, we can come back to the story. And it says, a poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Now, it's important for us to understand, in the ancient world, widows were probably the most vulnerable in society. Back in the ancient times, There was no social safety nets. There was no Social Security, Medicare, pension, anything like that. If the widows did not have a family to care for them, then they would be destitute. And in fact, this woman in the gospel has no visible means of support. This widow represents the most vulnerable and the most needy in our society. And yet, this widow, given her condition, still makes a contribution to the temple treasury, albeit two small coins. Nobody sees this woman's donation except Jesus Christ. Next in the story, it says, calling his disciples to himself, Jesus said to them, stop right there. It says, Jesus is calling his disciples to himself. What's the implication? Well, that the disciples are scattered about throughout the temple in Jerusalem, and that only Christ sees this woman and what she's done. And so Jesus now uses her as a teaching moment for his apostles. Jesus said, amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. Here, this woman has performed a great act of stewardship as well as charity. She has offered to God her whole livelihood with the purest of intentions and with a generous spirit. Again, it goes back to that basic biblical truth. Your faith will grow by the very measure in which you give it away and share it with others. If you want your life to have fulfillment, meaning, and purpose, if you want your faith to be enriched, your spiritual life to deepen, then give it all away. Give it all away in service to God and others in this world. And see, that's exactly what these two widows have done in the gospel as well as in the first reading. They have taken what they've had, either a small amount of food or two small coins, and they gave it away in order to serve God and others in this world. And they were blessed for it. And see, that's the powerful lesson that Jesus is trying to teach his apostles and now us. Whatever you do, think not of yourself, but of God. These two widows lived out that expression to the fullest. And now the challenge is for us to continue to live out that expression. We must be good stewards of the gifts that God has given us. Even if we believe we have such or so little to give to God or to others in this world, we must give it all away. And what will God do? Take it, bless it, and multiply it, such that our faith will increase and strengthen, our spiritual life will deepen, and our life will have joy, purpose, and meaning. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.